NK4RM Mobile.
N0TR.
Tom, how are you this pretty Saturday morning?
Well, Binder and Frog here split three ways. And it's my birthday today, and I'm 47 and dyslexic, Fred.
Well, happy birthday, Mr. Tom. I hope Miss Bernice fixed you a big old birthday cake or something good to eat. I know she did.
Yes, last night, my youngest grandson's birthday's on the 21st, and so we're going to go down there and celebrate today, just to be with family. It's just 14 miles down there. And Jordan will be 14, I think. And I'll be 74, to be honest, about reversing those numbers. But, yeah, she made me, there's a red cake. It looks like a pumpkin roll with this beautiful white icing she makes on it. And so we had a piece of that last night and a glass of milk. And Jordan, he wanted one of Grandma's pumpkin pies for his birthday. Now, what a strange kid, and he has strange tastes. Now, he didn't want a cake. He wanted Grandma's pumpkin pie and nobody else's. And Bernice made me a pineapple cake, and it's huge. So we're going to take that down there today and just enjoy this beautiful day, although it is a bit on the cool side. 37 degrees.
With that, I'm just made a quick run over to the recycle bin and headed back to the house. Won't be on here for the short, but man, you live in the high life, all that good food. And 74, that ain't too bad, Tom. You got me beat by a few, but I turned 68 this past December, so I might catch up with you one day. But say hello to Miss Bernice, and I hope y'all have a good birthday celebration, and hope you have many more. I'll stay in for one more round. N0TR, K4RM.
Hey, Fred, well, I got a nice text from David before CBA this morning, wishing me happy birthday. I was surprised he remembered, because all I do is joke about it. But, Fred, you and the family have a great day. Say hi to the wife, and we'll catch you down the line sometime. K4RM N0TR 73's Fred.
So, when I get back to the house, I'm going to send you some pictures via email from the mountain last weekend. We were up there with all the snow. We had 12 inches of snow. I'm going to send you some of those pretty snow pictures. Take care, my friend. We'll talk later. K4RM Mobile, I'll be clear.
See you, Fred. Good to hear you. Happy birthday, Tom. I'm walking in the pharmacy. Talk to y'all later. W4 never.
Thanks, Phil. That means a lot. I appreciate that. And, Fred, I'd love to see those. You're a blessed man. That it looks like a beautiful place up there. It's N0TR. Clear.
Hope your dad's doing better. Let you know we've been praying for him. Take care. We'll talk later. K4, how are you?
K5WLL, happy birthday.
KLL, well, thank you, sir. And, I was reading here and I forgot your name this morning. Is it Bill? That's Leroy. I should have remembered that. My golly. Well, Leroy, how's your day going today?
Pretty good. Just working here in the shack, cleaning up a little bit and straightening out some paperwork and trying to get some sort of organization to this, but I don't know if it'll ever happen. But if it does, I don't know if it'll maybe be too late.
Melvin L. Alexander II. Boy, that's a mouthful. Leroy Giesler was one of my best friends back in Kansas, and he was quite a card. I really enjoyed him. And how'd you get so good looking there? I'm looking at your picture there, Leroy.
I got it from my dad. He was Melvin Alexander also, so growing up, I was always Leroy on the radio.
That's one of my favorite names. And Bartlesville, one of my best friends, that was an engineer at our company I worked at for 32 years, or at the company, not my company. back in Kansas, and Steve Gastel, he lives in Bartlesville now. Is your daddy still alive in that back there?
No, sir. He died back in the 80s. He had an aneurysm and passed away. He was 48 at the time. But no, my mother and sister are still back there, and I still got relatives back there. But I made it out here on the East Coast after military and didn't move back here, but I've been back several times to visit.
Army Signal Corps, well, God bless you for that. What'd you say your dad passed of?
Aneurysm.
My friend Bill Wheeler, his daddy had one of those. And that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Mine lived until he retired from the railroad, and that was sort of the end of his life, you might say. He just never did go good after that. He just lived for that railroad and up on the Kansas City Southern Railroad up in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And he'd worked for him for 42 years, and he didn't really want to retire, but sort of had to, I think. And he had a massive heart attack, but we still got those memories. I used to love to ride on that passenger train. Whenever he'd get a run on the passenger train, I could ride back in the cars, you know. I couldn't ride on the engine, but really enjoyed that. A lot of good memories.
The passenger train cars are the way they used to be. I'm afraid is truly a thing of the past nowadays. The Amtrak passes by here quite often, about twice a day, going back and forth to Atlanta and Washington. But it's nothing like those older passenger cars that were truly built.
If I was lucky, Dad would give me a $5 bill, and boy, I'll tell you, eating on one of those cars on the passenger train, what they call those, that bird, I can't think, got a brain fart right now, I guess, as they call it. But you go back there, and I remember I could get, it was a half a peach and some cookies, and that took almost all my $5 even back then. But all the porters and conductors and all always took care of me. And I really enjoyed it. I'd either go to Kansas City, which was 125 miles by car, or we would go to Heavener, Oklahoma, which was a 6.5-hour ride. So, boy, I got tired on those. Then I'd stay with my dad over in the old hotel. And it wasn't like it is now, Leroy. That old hotel had 100-watt light bulb. Might have been a 60 even, in the center of the room, hanging down from what they call brewery cord. It's a twisted cord. No air conditioning. That was it.
Nowadays, you basically, like you're at the house anymore, like if you're at a hotel nowadays. But I'll let you go. I heard you in here talking. I thought I'd just wish you happy birthday real quick.
Well, I appreciate the kindness. Thanks, Leroy. And sorry, I forgot your name, but if we talk more, I'll remember it. And that's, so far my memory hasn't gone yet, but God help me, I hope that's the last thing to go. Because a lot of folks, my mom had her witch till she was 80, but my grandma didn't. At 62, she had Alzheimer's, but they didn't even know what it was back then. But that's a bad thing. It really is. Anyways, have a great day, Leroy, and thank you so much. KE5WLL and 0TR, 73.
All right, Tom, 73 to you. N0TR, KE5WLL, clear.
Happy birthday, Tom, KB4CBA.
Thank you. 6:53 this morning, I got an email or a text message. I can't remember now. There I go. My memory's already getting shot, see? And I knew Leroy, and I knew his voice, but I couldn't remember that. That's one of his initials. But it was nice to hear him this morning, too. Oh, I just come out here and paid the bill online, and I like to set up that two-step verification, but I couldn't figure it out on this Costco card, so I just called them and got a hold of a real nice young lady after listening to about, 24, 36 different options. I hit the O for operator, and now they got to send you a text when you log in before it'll finish letting you log in. It's just an added bit of security I like.
Something to do, it seems like.
I didn't copy that.
I thought there's always something to do.
There's Bernice. She wants to say hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
You keep Tom straight now on his birthday, especially.
Never him. Well, I never.
47.
My number's mixed up, you know, Dave. You just have no respect for your inferiors.
You said you were dyslexic, so I'll to let it slide.
I said inferiors, not superiors, at any rate. Oh, I was looking at QRZ here while I was talking to you, and basically there's nothing there. It's supposed to be a 160-meter contest this weekend, but, I didn't see anything on there last night. However, 80 meters, let me see. It opened up on CW last night anyways, and I've been hearing that gentleman from South Africa on 40 meters, he's on sideband, Dave, and he's clear as a bell, but last night I went ahead and I was just trying to stay awake. If I go over there and run CW while Bernice is watching television, she's watching Magnum and Blue Bloods, and I worked a guy in I think it's Haiti, H-A-8-R-M, I can't remember, and another older gentleman, DJ9IE on 80 in Germany, and he's a little weak, but I got him. Then I worked 80 meters to Italy, to a special event station. They've been running a lot. But that's the first time I heard 80 in quite a while. And but it was fun. Kept me awake anyways.
I'm working some FT8 right now on 15. Boy, this folks from all over the place here. Croatia, Northern Ireland, France, Italy, Uruguay, tell ya, there's just a ton of people on here right now.
I looked over here at NEAC Summit and, the only thing I have enabled there is, CW and sideband, but as far as working to the States, I see Guadalupe just refreshed. Here's one guy on 20 meters. That looks suspiciously like a frequency we can't operate on, 114 on 20 meters. Because we're only good for 14,150. That's awful high. That must have been FT8. But they're not listed on this one. But, there's North Macedonia down there. So that has to be FT8. I didn't think they put them on this one. But on QRZ, usually it's lousy with that digital stuff. And, they show over to the right-hand side of it, they show FT8, like this one to Z35 Tango on 12 meters. 24915, Eastern North Macedonia. I worked with Macedonia many times, but to you or somebody just getting into it, that'd be a good one.
I haven't done Macedonia.
Nicole 77 on FT8 from Bosnia-Herzegovina, which, boy, I think there's more operators in Bulgaria and Bosnia and those places than any place in the world, because you can virtually on CW work those guys every night. I've been seeing this TO6S a lot. I don't know if I worked that dude or not, to be honest with you, Dave. He's in Guadeloupe, but he's got a pretty picture there of the island. And what I notice about it is that landing strip. Wow, that'd be a hoop to come in on that one.
Guys really have some great pictures. Yeah, I worked the guy in Bosnia a couple of days ago, E7-4K on 40 meters, you know, FTA 7.074.
14, minus 14 dB, 1331 hertz. Have no concept what they're talking about there. I guess signal strength, is that what it is on that Z35 Tango on 24915? Oz, you must be from the land of Oz.
Might be.
Nice rigs, two of them, and then a manual tuner. Looks like there might be one Kenwood on top, and oh yeah, that's a 990, I think, sitting on top of an older ICOM, I think. Looks like I'm just guessing, I don't know, ICOM that well, 746 or something. When they first come out with those LCDs, I guess they had a lot of trouble with those. And another radio, looks like UHF, VHF, and a manual tuner, and then he's got a computer there. Yeah, some of them, boy, some of those stations you see there on QRZ are just incredible. If you go there and click on the map, it'll show you their antenna fields. The more money you got, and the bigger the amps you got, the more stations you work, I think, Dave.
Some map, two or three radios and monitors and, you know, just stuff all over the place in their shack there. And I have my little modest setup here. It's pretty modest compared to most.
Well, Dave, I'll tell you, anything I can hear, I can work just about. Now, my beverage, for some reason, is not working right. It cuts out a lot of the static, is all. But I can still work them if I can hear them. And I mean, just barely perceivable. Somehow, I've been able to still work them. See, the super loop lately has been exceptionally good, but I switch back and forth to the Wyndham. I like it very much, too. But, you know, guys like K4SV up there, he's got like a four square, which is these huge vertical antennas with a gazillion radials on it. And he's going to hear things that you and I will never even know are out there. I mean, he can work Vietnam and Thailand and down in the narrow, I'm sure on a regular basis, because he's got altitude, he's secluded, so his noise level's low already, and then he has these big receiving antennas, because he's got a lot of acreage there, 20-some acres, I think, and, you know, I have just as much fun with my little TS-590, and, I do have an amp on it now, but for, gosh, 19 years, I never even owned an amplifier. And I thought it was just not necessary, and it wasn't really. But with the sunspots being what they are on that amp's nice now, but it's not at all necessary, because there's a lot of guys out there working off of summits and parks, and they're running up maybe up to 20 watts, but a lot of times 5 watts, and many, many of them have all kinds of awards, DXCCs, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's sort of like being a sportsman and doing it with your modest station, or the more, it's kind of like fishing. It's one big hole to dump money in. Any hobbies that way.
Well, here's a guy from Jersey. Now, this isn't New Jersey. It's St. Lawrence in Jersey. And he's about a little over 4,000 miles from here. Golf Juliet Zero Kilo Yankee Zebra, or Zulu, I'm sorry. And I don't know where that is. I guess I have to look that on the map here.
I've worked Jersey a lot in Guernsey, and Guernsey's just north of it, if I remember rightly. And they're out in the English Channel, kind of between England and France.
Island is just north of France, and yeah, it's in the channel there. So I've never seen Jersey come up on the screen.
None of it. I know there for a while I hadn't been working them as regular, and I forget where they're at. I used to love to work Micronesia late at night from up in Kansas. Of course, we had another skip, you might say, because we were right in the middle of the country, so you had to skip over that and then skip several more times to get down to them. But, guys, there wasn't many spots in the world that I didn't work. But as I remember, that's in the Channel Islands, yeah, like I said, between England and France. If you look northwest of that, Guernsey's there, and they're quite common. In Northern Ireland, it's on there practically every night on CWEI2.
I've worked Northern Ireland. In fact, I think I worked a station there last night. Bring my logbook back up here. Well, I'll see him. But I remember working him. It's interesting. Okay, I'll have to do some research on that one.
You know, I always enjoyed working because I love motorcycles, and you do too. You've heard of the Isle of Man before, and they still have it. And it's kind of between Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom, out in the middle there. And it's not uncommon to hear them. There's guys from there all the time. I don't know how many, but there are ham operators out there.
I tell you, there sure doesn't seem to be a shortage of them on FTA, that's for sure. Oh, man. And when I get on sideband, it doesn't seem like there's a shortage of them either, especially when there's a DX station on there.
Yeah, all the Western European stations are pretty common. I'd say right now would be a good time to grab the Ukraine, because they just evacuated all of the embassy personnel from there, because Biden basically gave them permission to invade now. It's as long as they don't invade very big. And then send weapons into them. Oh, well. But I hear the Ukraine quite often. And it's fun to work the offshoots of the Soviet Union over there, too. You know, all of the stands, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan. Now, you won't work it very often. But there is a couple of guys, or was a couple of guys there. Well, I'll let you get back to your radio on, Dave. Enjoy, and have a nice day. I think we're going to get ready to go down to the kids here in about another hour or so. And have a, they won't tell me, but I think Amy knows I like filet mignon, so I bet money marbles are chalk. That's my Christmas, or birthday present. See you later, Dave. And thanks again. KB4CBA and 0TR.
If you get that filet, yeah, I love them too. That's my favorite. All right, well, enjoy your day, and I hope it's a good one. In 0TRKB4CBA.
Well, I think it might be his birthday today. I'm not sure if it is. Happy birthday, Tom. ND7J. Good morning, David.
Hey, that's the first nice thing you said to me in the last 10 years. I'm shocked. I'm going to fall out of my chair. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing pretty good. Not bad. Just got my dad home and getting him settled in. I got to run up to the pharmacy and get a couple of prescriptions that we need that we didn't have. So that's what I'm doing anyway. Hope you guys are doing well. Hey, Bernice. And go ahead, David.
I was just copying the mail here on 6-1, and I heard Tom in there, and I'd already sent him an email this morning and told him happy birthday, but I thought I'd tell him on 2 meters, and I'm sitting here working STA, surprise, surprise.
On 40 meters calling CQ, not the best time of day to be calling China from North America, but I gave it a shot. But then I had to step out of the house, so well, it was good to see you at the meeting. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And it was a nice meeting, decent turnout, not too bad.
Tell me what in the world is making my beverage engine not receive well, Bob. I think I've done everything humanly possible, but it's just not working like it used to when it was just plain old fence wire. And I got either 14 or 16 gauge THAM insulated out there now.
Up to tell you the truth, my receive antennas don't seem to be receiving as well, and I just think that we don't have good enough propagation and strong enough signals for the receive antennas to be really effective. I mean, I can go on to AM and, you know, kind of check them through an AM to see if they'll, you know, in different directions, my K9AY and my phase verticals, and I can be nulling stuff out, you know, in different directions, so I know they seem to be working. But some days 80 meters comes in blaring those two antennas, and other days you can't hear nothing. So I wouldn't think there's anything wrong. Although, you know, that antenna's been up a while. We could wind you a new core there and maybe replace the resistor, but I doubt very much there's anything wrong. You might be able to just take the resistor out. That just makes it a little bit more or less directional. But I don't know. I have questioned my receive antennas of recent as well.
Well, thank you, Bob. I replaced those, and you sent me a coil. I didn't replace it. Doesn't look like there's anything wrong with it. It hasn't been struck by lightning or anything. So I think your assumption there is right. And then we got a big addition of houses over to the north of us, and that's pointed northeast. 034 degrees, I think, is what we put it at. So I think you're right, because I put it over on a strong signal, and it is effective. I tried that last night. Well, when's that 160 contest? Before I turn you back over to Dave, I was thinking that was this weekend. Must be next weekend, isn't it?
I don't know of any. I looked. I don't know of any 160 contest at all until December. But I'll look when I get home again and tell you and shoot you an email. I'm in the Walmart parking lot, Tom, so I may lose you and Dave both here. They don't allow RF in here for some reason.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I got it marked on the calendar downstairs, but I don't have one of those CQ calendars up here that shows that stuff. Those are really great for that. And I got it highlighted in yellow, but I must have just thought this week, and I think it's next week. Anyway, 7-3's Bob, and thanks for the holler, and thanks for the best wishes. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'll be back in a little bit. Anything particular?
All right, KB4CBA. Well, I'm not seeing anything real interesting on 40 meters for FTA. Nothing to jump up and down about anyway. most everybody that's on here is from the good old US of A.
I looked, and it is next week. I didn't want to think I jumped out of here on you. And so I don't know whose contest it is because I didn't look that close, but it is 160 meters next week. And I haven't heard a zip on 160 lately.
I've actually heard several people on 160 in the evening, but I even tried to talk to them, but they could hear me, but they said they couldn't understand me.
Well, there's nothing new about that. Dave, there's no hope for you, or me. Well, I'll tell you, those antennas that aren't made for it just won't tune to it. Now, I know Gary said he can run a little bit of 160 on his Super Loop, but he's got a little bit different variation than what I got. But, when I say there's nothing on it, I just meant DX. Yeah, it's crowded every night with conversations, you know, North America and probably South America. I don't know. I don't get on there and rag chew maybe once or twice a year, but I haven't done it in several years now. I just use the CW on there, and I've been able to work some of the East European stations. I got 60 credits to 160, and that's the only band I don't have a DXCC on, but Ariel told me one time, I said, how'd you get that, Ariel? And he said, a lot of sleepless nights. You know, I'm not willing to do that, Dave.
I have sleepless nights occasionally, but it's not because I'm on the radio.
Quite commonly, leg cramps, back pain. I woke up at 3:30, 3:29 this morning, and went in, put some eye drops in, and then put the this roll-on, it's cryoderm sheet, and put it on, and Bernice put it on before I went to bed. I had one of those patches on, those icy hot patches, but didn't seem like it was doing any good, so I had her roll on that other stuff, and oh my, that was like eating a bowl of hot chili.
Some of that stuff, it'll light you up. I tell you, we use Voltaren, and it works real good. It used to be a prescription, but you can get it over the counter now.
Some of that in there, but this cryoderm heat works better, and then they make it in a cold. But I don't think any of them last, the roll-ons, I don't think they last over about 2 to 3 hours at the most. And that just don't get you through the night. I take a Tylenol with diphenhydramine in it. It's called, it's just a blue Tylenol capsule. Has a little bit of sleepy time stuff, but that don't cut it. And a regular Tylenol at the same time before I go to bed. And then two more during the night. After 3:30 this morning, I did sleep well because I'm supposed to take my heart medicine at 7:15. I didn't wake up till about 7:40, but I was a little late last night. And those heart pills, those beta blockers, have a half-life. And the half-life on mine, which is a very common one called Cardioville or Coreg, is 12 hours. So I try to stay right on the beanie on those.
Take a beta blocker, I take it in the morning.
In the morning and one at night. And they work well. They really take my blood pressure down to, 60-something over, what is it usually, Mom? 70 over 50-something? Of a morning, it goes way down, and then it comes back up. But it keeps it pretty well. It definitely keeps it within the realm of that 120 over 80. It's slower than that. And I've taken it for years. In fact, I credit that for saving my life. Because my ejection fraction was 15% on my heart when they took me to the emergency room at the big heart center up in Joplin. And we dang near run over five or six deer that ran across right behind the ambulance.
My sister sent me a picture. She has some deer up in her backyard. She lives up in Maggie Valley, and she had four of them up there this morning. She took a picture of them and sent them to me. Every time I find an open spot here to transmit, somebody takes it. I tell you what, these guys, they just have no respect whatsoever.
That's why I don't do sideband contests. I might cherry pick a couple out of it, but it basically is a screaming match. And I like CW much better. And even if it's crowded, I'll try a few times and then quit. And I haven't used up any vocal cords to do it.
The nice thing about the FTA is it's real quiet. And, I'm sitting here working it, talking to you, so anyway, there's a guy here, that's the guy from the Jersey Island there, north of Italy. He's down here, up here on 15 now.
Guy, a doctor?
Yes.
Him before. It's been a while. Oh, shoot. But Bernice is chopping up some of this red cake roll over here. Oh, my gracious. That's delicious stuff. You gonna take that down to the kids?
Yeah,
gonna take that down to the kids also. Amy will probably give her heck for bringing sweets around. it's hard to resist. Whenever Bernice makes breadsticks, Amy says, "That's my cocaine, Mom."
Well, I tell you what, I used to love the breadsticks what's the name of the Italian restaurant? Anyway, we don't go eat there much anymore because the breadsticks are so tempting. Olive Garden. But I eat bread, but I eat sugar-free bread now.
I couldn't tell you. Do I eat sugar-free bread? You don't use sugar, do you? Sometimes, but I don't know. Her breadsticks are crisp and they're narrow. They're not as big as Olive Gardens. I've only ate there a couple of times. What, Bernice?
They're heart crust.
Oh, I love them. Just dip them in some good old butter, or even without the butter. And it took her years to figure out how to make these. And they are, when we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas, there was a bakery in Frumpton, Kansas, 5 miles north. And that was run by an Austrian family for many, many, many years. And they had these big, long sticks, and they would put the French bread on it or the bread sticks and take those huge sticks and stick back in that yellow brick oven. And they ran it for years. And just before we left up there, about 12 years ago, they sold it to another Italian family, but they were never the same after that. They just couldn't quite get it down, even though they give them the recipe. You know how that is. She's like Bernice when she makes summer sausage. It's just out of this world. And same way with those breadsticks. There's just a few things she makes that is kind of an OEM item, shall we say, Dave.
Breadsticks. I want to go get me a snack. So I'll let you go, and I have a feeling that you're going to have yourself a birthday party when you get down to the grandkids. So enjoy that. But anyway, have a good one. I'll talk to you later in 0QRKB4CBA.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, as usual. And I'll catch you down the line. I just got a text from Fred, and he sent me some snow pictures via email. So I'll look at those after a while, and that'll be a real treat. Because he's got a home up in the mountains. And I was going to go to it one year. I never made it. I had to go to the doctor or something. But I love it up there. It's beautiful, the views and everything. Love the mountains. Take care, Dave. I'm going to go QRT and shut this thing off. KB4CBA and 0TR. Good luck on the FT8, Dave.
Please, Tom. KB4CBA.